The Canterbury Tales, Disc 3.
The third part is devoted largely to descriptions of the stadium that Theseus builds, especially for this tournament. In particular, its three temples, to Mars, Venus, and Diana. The descriptions of the temples are chilling. The paintings on their walls celebrate events that are consistently painful, horrible, or malevolent. Of Mars, the god of war, one might expect this, but not of Diana, goddess of virginity, or Venus, goddess of sexual love. And yet their temples are no less ugly. It is in these temples, to the pains of war and love, that the characters pray. Archite to win victory, Palamon to win Emily, and Emily to be left alone. The prayers are ritualistic and studied, the product or container of ideas rather than the passionate pleas of fully realized characters. The strife among the gods as to how these conflicting prayers are to be answered is disturbingly like the strife among the humans, and raises the question for Christian readers about the outcome of competing requests by people who ask God for opposing things. Presumably, even God cannot grant every petition. And does he want to? Does he care? Does a just and wise God rule this world at all? As Palamon had asked earlier, "What is mankind more unto you hold than is the sheep that rouketh in the fold? For slain is man right as another beast. What governance is in this prescience that guiltless tormenteth innocence?" Here in part 3, Saturn, citing his own terrifying credentials, says he will settle it so that both men will get what they pray for. And the last part of the tale will show just how he does it. Here is part 3 of The Knight's Tale.